Welcome to the session this morning. We're thrilled to have the opportunity to present today at the NIJ conference and talk to you about what I've been sort of calling what counts as evidence. And that's shorthand, but it's a major point of discussion these days. More and more discussion around evidence-based practices, evidence-based programs. You hear more and more legislators at different levels, policymakers talking about evidence-based work, and in general, our experience is that there's a fair amount of confusion about what that means and how these terms are used, and the definitions of these terms. We don't necessarily claim to be coming to full conclusions here today, but we offer you our insights and share with you some of the work that's been done to add some clarity, I think, to the terms and the approaches that would constitute evidence-based practice and programs. We've seen at this time, there's a number of pressures that are bringing this particular issue to the forefront. One of them is the administration itself. You'll recall in his inaugural address, President Obama talked about not the distinction between big or small government, but government that works, and focusing on trying to support those programs that work and discontinue support for things that don't work. That was a general statement about effective governance. And I think at its core, a lot of what we are talking about when we think of evidence, and we think about what counts as evidence and evidence-based programs, is really at its core about effective governance. But, of course, we're also in an economic crisis. And that puts another level of pressure on states, localities, and the federal government for us to be thinking about this issue and to be focusing on using our investments most wisely. As we know, departments, police departments all across the country are reducing their staff levels, losing officers. You've got prisons and jails that are overcrowded. You've got state and city budgets that have to be balanced. And so more and more attention is coming back to this issue. Today we've got three presentations, and I will reiterate one of the notes that is in your materials, that we've had to reduce our presenters to the three of us. Mike Farrell is not able to join us, unfortunately, but we do have Stephanie Shipman here from the General Accounting Office, and she is going to talk to you about a recent work that they've done and a report that, if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend, on program evaluation. And a variety of rigorous methods, and it talks about a variety of rigorous methods to identify effective interventions. And so she'll talk about that work. And then we've also got Ed McGarrell from Michigan State University, director of their criminal justice programs and a professor there, who's worked extensively on gun programs, including the Department of Justice's Project Safe Neighborhoods. And then I will be talking about work that we are doing out of the Office of Justice Programs that we call our Evidence Integration Initiative. And I should quickly introduce myself. I'm Phelan Weirich. I'm a senior advisor with the Office of the Assistant Attorney General in the Office of Justice Programs.